The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, April 26, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel lamented on the death at the age of 96 of U.S. singer and friend of the Cuban Revolution, Harry Belafonte. On his Twitter profile, the Cuban leader said that with the painful departure of Harry Belafonte, the United States and the world lost an extraordinary artist and human being, and the people of Cuba bid farewell to their supportive and unforgettable friend. Committed to the cause against racial discrimination, Belafonte shared with his friend Martin Luther King Jr. the struggle for civil rights in the United States in the early 60s of the last century. And together with other musical personalities, he used his voice to demand the end of famine through the hit song We Are the World. The American artist was the first black person to be allowed to perform in many nightclubs. From his position, he achieved racial advances in cinema at a time of much discrimination in the United States. A friend of Cuba and its historic leader, Fidel Castro, the artist was one of the forerunners of bridges of solidarity with the Caribbean nation and the strengthening of ties between its intellectuals. Invited to attend the May Day activities in Cuba, Panamanian union leader Cristobal Sousa assured that they are taking a message of solidarity condemning the U.S. blockade. In declarations to Prensa Latina, the Secretary of Inter-Union Relations of the National Confederation of Independent of Workers Guild Unity, CANUSI, indicated that he will join other representatives of the working class of Panama to demand the end of the hostile policy, which has proven to be a failure. It is an honor to be in Havana on the occasion of International Labor Day, Sousa said, when the sister Caribbean nation will host representatives of the labor movement from all over the world and who will raise their voices against the criminal blockade. On the occasion, he reaffirmed their message will condemn the neoliberal policies and unilateral measures with which the U.S. empire is trying to stifle the Cuban people who is still resisting, working, and living. Sousa said that he also feels grateful to be able to represent CANUSI 200 years after the Monroe Doctrine in the International Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba and Against Imperialism, which will take place as part of the activities of the International Labor Day. Authenticity and variety are what distinguish the nationally made products available in Arte Cubano, a renovated store of the Cuban Fund of Culture Assets, which supplies the famous Plaza America Convention Center at the beach resort of Varadero in Matanzas Province. Candelaria Yanes, commercial management technician, explained that ceramics, jewelry, textiles, leatherworks, and wood products are included among the offerings at the store, which now boasts a more attractive and comfortable atmosphere. She highlighted that despite the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in the tourism sector, the group is ready to offer its services to those who arrive in an environment where biosecurity protocols are a priority. The renovation of the Plaza America Convention Center, which recently reopened its commercial area after major repair works, took place with a view toward the International Tourism Fair scheduled for May, with the Varadero Tourist Center as its venue. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel welcomed through his Twitter account a U.S. delegation of 150 young leaders of social organizations who will participate in the May Day celebrations. The head of state greeted the delegation and stressed that the Caribbean nation welcomes them with open arms despite shortages and difficulties. We believe in the North American people, diverse and supportive, who respect and understand us. That is what you represent. See you on May 1st, the president commented on the social network. According to the program, the delegation will have until May 3 a full agenda beginning at Casa de las Americas with a panel on human rights in Cuba. The U.S. delegation will visit, among other places of interest, the Latin American School of Medicine, neighborhoods in transformation in the capital, scientific institutions, and the Fidel Castro Center, dedicated to preserving the legacy of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution. They will also visit the central city of Santa Clara in Villa Clara province, located some 280 kilometers east of Havana, where they will hold a meeting with young people and pay homage to Argentine-Cuban guerrilla Ernesto Che Guevara and his comrades in the mausoleum where his remains are kept. On their return to the capital, the members of the group will participate in the popular celebration of International Workers' Day, and on May 2, they will attend the meeting of Solidarity with Cuba at the Palace of Convention. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal received the Cuban ambassador to India, Alejandro Simancas, currently visiting Nepal, as was stated by the head of government himself in a tweet. According to the message on Twitter, both sides discussed the interests of the two countries in order to strengthen bilateral collaboration. Relations between Nepal and Cuba have been based on friendship and cordiality since the establishment of diplomatic ties on March 25, 1975, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal highlighted. Both nations have defended in international forums the role of multilateralism in maintaining peace and stability in the world, the Nepalese Foreign Ministry stated on its website. And in the international agenda, we have that regional representatives examined the progress and challenges of the UN 2030 agenda in a forum convened in Santiago de Chile by the Economic Commission of Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC. Over 1,000 representatives of governments, international institutions, the United Nations system, private sectors, academies, and civil society participated in the meeting, which will last until April 28th. The opening of the meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday by the Executive Secretary of ECLAC, José Manuel Salazar Sirinash, and by the Foreign Minister of Argentina, Santiago Cafiero, whose country holds the presidency of the organization until 2024. In 2015, the UN General Assembly established 17 Sustainable Development Goals to be met within 7 years, including the end of poverty and hunger, health and well-being, quality education, gender equality, and decent work. Meeting those objectives was seriously hampered, first by the COVID-19 pandemic and then by the conflict in Eastern Europe, trade tensions, and inflation. Meanwhile, Mercosur economic commercial ties, labor cooperation, and Ukraine are on the agenda to be fulfilled by the President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Spain. The Brazilian president arrived in Madrid a few hours ago from Portugal and will carry out an intense program this Wednesday, which includes a meeting with the head of the Spanish government, Pedro Sanchez, and a joint press conference. The importance of a future agreement between Mercosur and the European Union is one of the main issues that Lula will address in Madrid regarding the Spanish presidency of the bloc starting next July 1st. Lula wrote on his Twitter account that Brazil and Mercosur partners are engaged in a dialogue to conclude negotiations with the European Union, and we hope to have good news this year. He said that he wishes to attract a new wave for Spanish investment and that the infrastructure program that he will launch in May will bring promising opportunity. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.